Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 43 of Blissen Up. So I have so many stories that I want to share with you in today's episode that I think I'm just going to get right into it, because there is synchronicity and magic and power and love and motivation and inspiration and all the things in these stories, and I want to make you a part of them. Okay, so this was prompted by a conversation I was having at my friend Luli B's Galentine's Day celebration. So Luli B has this beautiful community. It's called Boost. And this year's, she's celebrating the 10-year anniversary of this community. So she hosted this beautiful Galentine's Day celebration, and it was the end of the party. We're in a circle, we're having this conversation, and somebody asked me about my sister and my sister's progress. And I started sharing a little bit about my sister's story when Luli B said to me, "By the way, Carol, you never really closed that loop for us on the podcast." And I said, "Yes, I did. I in one of my episodes, I mentioned that my sister has healed and she's gone back home." And she says, "No, I get that, but you didn't really share the journey, the process." And it's so powerful. And I realized that she was right. So just in case you're new to this podcast or you didn't listen to that episode, I released a podcast episode number 19 called Fighting for Your 20%. And in that episode, I shared my sister's story. My sister, who was morbidly obese, diabetic, had a lot of health issues, went through a situation where she had a toe that became very infected and was hospitalized, ended up being in critical condition, having all sorts of complications, multiple surgeries, and many times we thought she might not live through the surgery or survive this situation. Things looked really, really bleak at that time. And after multiple interventions and many long days, they finally came to the conclusion that she was going to require an amputation. And at the time, they explained that having a metatarsal amputation, which meant just amputating the top part of her foot, was very unlikely to heal given her condition and her circumstances and her lack of blood flow and circulation. And the person who was giving us this information was a 30-year podiatrist with a lot of experience who's done this many times. And he basically was like, "Listen, this is not good. Like, she is not likely to be able to heal from that surgery, which will mean that she's going to require a below the knee amputation." And what I shared in that episode was that a below the knee amputation, the consequence of that is that her chances of surviving past 5 years after a below the knee amputation, given her weight and her health conditions, would go down by 50%. Like, the likelihood was that she would be dead within 5 years. So I shared this in that episode, and I talked about how at that time, my sister was in so much pain. She was suffering so much that she just wanted to stop that pain in the quickest, shortest way possible. And for her, it was like, just take the whole leg, stop the pain. I will take whatever consequences stem from that. Like, she wasn't in a place to fight for her 20%. And I talk about in that episode how my mom and I really rallied at that moment for her to fight for that 20% and go ahead with the metatarsal amputation, even though we knew it may not work out in her favor. So that was the gist of the episode, which I highly encourage you to listen to, because it could really change the way that you look at your life and what you are fighting for. And it is often in that 20% that you put yourself out there, that you take the big risks, and that you invite the miracles to take place in your life, because so much of what's going to happen is beyond your control. So that was episode 19. And as you probably already gathered from the beginning of this episode, the spoiler alert is that my sister did in fact heal from her metatarsal amputation. She never required the below the knee amputation, which was a huge success. But the biggest success was not that my sister saved her foot, but rather that my sister began saving her life. You see, before the amputation, my sister's weight had become unmanageable. It was like a snowball that caught momentum in the wrong direction, and she had lost control. She was deteriorating very, very quickly. Her mobility was almost to nothing. She was in pain, in so much pain, and life had really become very difficult for her. Although she was trying to live the best she could, it had gotten to the point where I don't even think she had the mental clarity or capacity to understand or to see how bad things had gotten. She had just gotten to a point where she just accepted her circumstances as they were, and life kept closing in on her little by little by little by little. And everybody else could see it, but I don't even think that really she could see it. So this situation with her toe, which really felt like a rock bottom, put her in a place where she had to confront not only the toe issue, but everything else that had been happening to her, right? It was a slew of things that was going on in her life. And here is where things get really incredible and really powerful. Just before my sister was hospitalized, my sister had gone to see my friend who was a dermatologist here in Miami to look at the toe. And my friend sat with her in her office and held her hand and said, you know, I really want you to focus on losing weight, because all of these issues that you have are weight related. And Kathy, your life can change drastically in a year. Like, in a year, you could be a completely different person if you truly make this your priority. And I knew that my friend was right. And we wanted so desperately to inspire my sister. But I also understood that this was bigger than her. You see, people who struggle with obesity, addiction, and other issues of that sort are often judged harshly. They often grew up with a lot of shame and blame for their choices, being told that they should make better choices, that they should have more willpower, that they should be more motivated, that they should not be so lazy, right? They are attacked and they are judged because their body responds differently to their choices than somebody else's body. I mean, I've seen circumstances in which two people eat very poorly and one is thin and the other one is overweight, and they will be judged differently even if their lifestyle choices are similar. And what you'll find is that those people that are being judged so harshly and are being blamed and shamed often spiral into self-sabotage, into self-fulfilling prophecies. Things start to spiral, and before you know it, you have developed a chronic illness that is no different than being diagnosed with cancer, but nobody treats you with the same empathy and with the same support and with the same love that they would treat you if you had a diagnosis such as cancer. So in that moment, as I walked my sister and my mom to their car in that parking garage after leaving the dermatologist, I had my sister sit down in the front seat, and I stood outside the car door and I looked inside, and I felt compelled to look her in the eye and say, "Kat, this is not all your fault. I know there's a lot of things that you need to accept responsibility for, but this obesity is not all your fault. A lot of it is beyond your control. This is a snowball that has caught incredible momentum. And I know that you just simply don't have the tools to stop it. So I want you to understand that what we are going to work on now is shifting the momentum. It's just tipping the scales to stop the damage and shift the momentum in a different direction. And I'm going to help you because I know this is not your fault." And she looked at me with this gratitude. And she said, "I don't think anybody's ever told me that before. I don't want this life. I don't want to be like this. If I could change it, I would change it. I don't know how." And I knew that that was true. So this is an interesting thing for me because I constantly talk about taking radical responsibility, taking radical action to change your circumstances, being in the driver's seat of the car, taking control of your choices. This is what I teach. And yet I understand that sometimes we just don't know how to do that on our own. Sometimes we don't have the support or the tools to be able to take radical responsibility or to take radical action. And what we end up doing is just taking radical blame. But the radical blame doesn't change our circumstances. It actually amplifies our circumstances. And that is not supportive. That is not helpful. That doesn't change things. So on that day, I set an intention of helping my sister shift her momentum. And I didn't know how it was going to happen, but that was my deep intention. Well, fast forward, she ended up being hospitalized and ended up in more trouble than we even imagined. I didn't realize how bad things would get before the scales tipped in her favor. But then we had a moment of synchronicity. The day after my sister was hospitalized, I had a consult appointment with a potential new client on my calendar. So I join the Zoom call and I meet Mabel, who had done my core challenges in the past, who had been following me for many, many years. And she said to me that I had written an email that really inspired her to finally take action and book a consult with me. She'd been wanting to work with me for years, and she always knew that I was going to be her coach, but she hadn't quite mustered up the courage to actually set up an appointment until this particular day. So we start talking about the work and what she was looking to work with me on. And one of the things that she said was that she had this calling. She was feeling this calling to do something more with her career and her life than she was doing up until now. She's a very successful person, had already accomplished quite a bit, but she was feeling called to do something greater. And I said, "Well, what's your purpose? Like, what is this calling? Tell me about it." And she said, "You know, I am called to help people overcome obesity. Because most people with obesity think that their circumstances are their fault. But in reality, it's not. It's an illness. They need support. They need help. And I know how to reverse obesity. I know how to help them get them to a place where they are making better choices, where they get a help, they develop a healthier lifestyle, where they can claim their power back. And I looked at her and I was like, I can't believe that you have come to me. I couldn't believe it. In that moment, I shared with her about my sister. And she got teary-eyed and I got teary-eyed because we knew that we had been brought together by a higher power, by divine intervention or something. She just knew I was her person. I was supposed to be her coach. But she had no idea that my sister was waiting for her on the other side of that consult. So she started working with me. At the time, she wasn't in a position to work with my sister yet because my sister was hospitalized and was going to go through a lot of things before they were ever going to work together. But I began coaching her and she offered me a lot of support with my sister. So, it was this beautiful dynamic that we developed, this synergistic opportunity to help each other. But after my sister had her surgery and she went through the amputation and she and all the different things happened, we finally got her to an acute rehab center, which was a huge deal, by the way. There was a million miracles that took place to get her to that. And by the way, most of those miracles at the time felt like setbacks. Most of those miracles were hiccups in the process, things that kept detouring her from getting healthier, or at least that's the way that we looked at it. It was like, it was one blow after the other. But every one of those blows prolonged her stay at the hospital long enough till she was actually a candidate to go into the acute rehab center, which in hindsight was a blessing in disguise. So my sister finally gets to this rehab and I call Mabel and I tell her, it's time. I want you to start working with Kathy right now. Now, I talked to Kathy about this and Kathy said, well, you know, why don't I just wait until the rehab is over and then I'll meet with her. Kathy didn't really know what coaching was like. I don't know that she was very optimistic about this. She didn't really understand what she was in store for. The only thing my sister had ever really known was maybe getting on diets or, you know, going to doctors, but she'd never worked with a coach. But at this point, she trusted me and she was open. She was open to receiving some support. And I said, no, Kathy, I don't want to wait on this. I want you to start working with her immediately. If I set this up, will you participate? And she said, yes. So I hired Mabel and they started working together. And that was the beginning of a transformation that I don't think my sister ever dreamt was possible. You see, my sister found in coaching somebody who understood her, who met her where she was at, who did not judge her, who gave her tools and resources, who offered her consistent accountability. She found somebody that was willing to walk side by side with her every step of the process. Somebody that was far enough removed from her situation that could be a neutral voice that she could be completely comfortable with and honest with and transparent with, and who could really shift her mindset little by little by little. Today, my sister has lost 118 pounds. She went from walking about 300 steps a day before her amputation to about 1,500 steps a day with an amputation and bad knees. Before, my sister couldn't walk because her knees were so shot that she was in constant pain. And today, she's got the same knees. She's got less of a foot, but she's got her power back. And she can walk more than she ever thought she could. She makes mindful eating choices in a way that we never thought was possible. I'll give you an example. The other day, a friend of hers was going to go out to dinner with her, and she asked her if she could eat pizza. And my sister's response was, "Yeah, I can eat pizza. I'm not on a diet or anything, so I could eat pizza if I wanted to. But I'm not going to today. Today, I don't want to have pizza." And it's choices like that. It's that empowered feeling of saying, I could do this if I want to, but today is not that day. That is leading my sister to consistently eat healthier, more mindfully, more intuitively, and better, make better choices for herself. And that has been a result of working with a coach. You see, a coach doesn't give you a clear-cut formula, tells you exactly what to do, holds a rigid standard for you, you know, with a diet or certain sets of rules. That's usually what we think we want. We want somebody to just tell us what to do. We want somebody to just give us the formula because we're convinced that if we just follow that formula, that'll be the thing that gives us results. But then when we get the formula and we realize we don't follow it 100%, or it doesn't work for us, or it doesn't give us the results we wanted, or we don't want to follow it anymore, or we can't wait to get back to our old life, we start to realize that there's no one-size-fits-all formula for anything in this world. We have our own individual unique journeys and we need to find our way. And what a coach does is a coach holds a mirror to your face and allows you to make your own decisions, empowers you to find the answers within yourself, empowers you to test, tweak, adjust, make mistakes, go back to the drawing board, start over, figure out what works for you, figure out what makes you feel your best. They walk side by side with you to make sure that you are seen and understood and empowered. They meet you where you're at instead of trying to make you fit in a box that maybe hasn't served you in the past. That's the power of coaching. And I'm so deeply grateful to the work that Mabel has been able to do with my sister. And I'm also fascinated by the synchronicity and the synergy of it all. You see, if Mabel does not reach out to me for coaching for herself, my sister never gets access to her. Mabel's desire to do the work necessary in her own life is what then caused her to be able to help somebody else. My desire to get coached 10 years ago when I started this journey and do the work for myself is what put me in a position to be able to coach other people. Without that, I never do the work to be able to help Mabel, who needs to do the work to be able to help Kathy, and the cycle continues on and on and on. It is an incredible domino effect, and every domino impacts the next one. And we begin this cycle of spreading good, doing good, spreading more good, doing more good, and more people are impacted as a result of it. Because we all have a little bit that we need to work on and a little bit that we need to help others work on. Doesn't mean we're all going to be coaches, but when you do work on your own, it makes you a better spouse, it makes you a better parent, it makes you a better friend, it makes you a better employee, it makes you a better employer, it makes you a better human, and it helps you show up in people's lives in a super powerful way because you've done the work to show up in your own life in a super powerful way. So those are the stories I wanted to share with you today. And I have to tell you that I was so inspired by this story, by like seeing the whole domino effect, by connecting the dots, that I've decided to do something for Foundation February that I've never done before. I am going to host what's called Consult Week, which means that starting Monday, February 24th, which is tomorrow, for the entire week, so through February 28th, which is Friday, I am opening up my calendar so that you can schedule an appointment with me at no cost to you, and we can go through your life audit. We can figure out where you're at, what your intentions are, where you want to be 6 months from now, and see if life coaching is something that serves you. Now, these consults are incredibly powerful because they are an opportunity for you to spend 1 hour looking at your life, asking questions, figuring out what you want, what you want to work on, what you feel like is missing. And it gives me the opportunity to look for patterns, connect the dots, figure out if my processes are processes that will serve you and support you. And if it's not with me, definitely guide you in the direction that will serve you and support you. Because my goal is that if you have a call with me, that by the end of the call, you will feel that you got so much value out of that call, whether you decide to work with me or not. But either way, that you feel that you got value from the call, because I value your investment of time as much as I value your investment of money. So I want it to be a win-win no matter what. Just to give you a little bit more context, I do work with individuals and couples, men or women, that are looking to improve their mindset, their wellness, and their relationships. I love working with couples and helping them take their marriage from surviving to thriving. I love helping men and women take their life from surviving to thriving. I believe in holistic wellness. So we look at all of the puzzle pieces, which include your work, your career, your purpose, your hobbies, your habits, your lifestyle, your choices, all of the things. We look at everything from a holistic perspective and we figure out what are the puzzle pieces that we need to work on to get you to create a life that feels blissful and meaningful and magical and that really serves the highest version of you. So having have said that, all you have to do is go to my show notes and you can book a call. If you don't know how to get to my show notes, you can always just send me an email, caroline@carolinedeposada.com. You can also send me a DM on Instagram @CarolineDePosada. Whatever way serves you best, I'm here to support you and help you take action so that you don't get stuck in the minutia of the details, which in my life often paralyzes me. If I get stuck in the minutia of the details, I'll get stuck and I won't take that next right step, and I don't want that to happen to you. So whatever I can do to support you in that, let me know. And I cannot wait to see you on my calendar and see where our conversation leads us. I hope you have a sacred Sunday, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.